Entering the ambulatory of the cathedral is like diving into a glorious past, the Norman one of 1053, at the time of Ricardo Drengo I, who donated an imposing and modern church to the city of Aversa, finished by his son Giordano in 1090, proudly bringing in workers from across the Alps to work on the construction site of what had become the new bishopric moved from Atella to Aversa. Walking through the beautiful ambulatory fronted by seven bays, our gaze goes upwards, where the ribbed cross vaults in their simple but perfect execution make us think of the complexity of the Norman construction site, where the specialized workers land their work so that the construction would last forever.
Stone by stone, tough obviously, bay by bay, the ambulatory took shape in what is unique in the architecture of southern Italy, which will become a model for other churches. With the original five radial chapels, even if there are currently three, which dilated the space of the apse, the focal point for those who entered the cathedral at that time. Some pictorial and sculptorial clues give us back an image to the completely decorated ambulatory, where the artistic styles that followed one another over the centuries dialogued with each other.
In the first bay on the left, we see a Madonna and Child enthroned, which can be dated to the second half of the 15th century, while opposite is the marble portal of the Abdomadari, with lunette and decorative elements in relief, consisting of a man's head with bird from the 11th century.
The two reliefs on rectangular marble slabs, which we can admire walking along the fourth span, are from the second half of the 11th century, and we must imagine them on the jambs of the main portal of the original church. The first depicts a knight with a drawn sword and a dragon. In fact, the stele is also called St. George and the Dragon. While in the second, two circular garlands, there are two lions at the bottom and an elephant with the tower on the top.
The slabs were found during the restoration work in 1935, during the work for laying the new flooring in the area in front of the ambulatory. They had been used, turned upside down, as steps, and who knows how many centuries they were tramped on.
The original Norman church had three naves, which developed along seven bays, punctured by windows with round arches.